أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ينادونهم ألم نكن معكم قالوا بلى ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم وتربصتم ورتبتم وغرتكم الأماني حتى جاء أمر الله وغركم بالله الغرور وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear respected elders, brothers, sisters, and those listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We will do in English today as we have more English speakers sitting than the ones are sitting on the chairs, as I say. Allah Azza wa Jalla relates in the Quran, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْأَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ Allah gives us a portrayal of the Day of Judgment. And this is a mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He has enabled us and told us from beforehand the calamities and the aspects of the Day of Judgment. And in one of these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ that on the Day of Judgment, on that day, you will see believing men and believing women. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ and their light running forward before them and on their right hands. Now what that means is, you know the actions that we do, the good actions we do in this world. We pray salah, Sometimes a question is asked, what do I get from it? One is a spiritual ability that you get. One is fulfillment that you also enjoy. But there is also an aspect on the Day of Judgment that this Quran that we read, this Salah that we are reading also, that gives us light, because Iman is light. Now, where does this light come in handy, or where does it benefit us? So Allah Azza wa Jalla is relating to us on the Day of Judgment, when a person will be going towards Jannah in complete darkness, he will find that there will be light before him and coming from his right hand, meaning he will be placing light, and this is that light that will be enable him to go towards Jannah. And some people's light will be so much that it will illuminate like a whole city, and some people's light will be so less that it can only illuminate every step they walk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates this to us. This is not the topic for the day. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates to us. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. On that day you will find the hypocrite men and the hypocrite women, the munafiqeen. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. They will say that we don't have any light. There's no light. So they see that the believers ahead of them have some light. We all want to go to Jannah. So they will go and say, you know what, give us some of your light. نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. No, you have a candle, and from one candle you take light to another candle. Right? This is done in today's day and age also. You have a candle, or you switch on your gas cooker, and you want to put the candle on, you take from the gas cooker and you burn fire in this one. So they're saying the same thing. You know what? From your light, give us some light. Same thing, same perspective. Then they, whilst going there, they see that the Muslims see that they're in darkness. So they said, you know what? We got the light from behind. Maybe you will find that you will get light from there also. قِيلَ رَجِئُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. They will find that when they go behind, a barrier is placed, that you cannot go any more forward now. This is what I wanted to refer to now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then relates to us that these hypocrites, they will say to the believers, يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. That they will say to the believers, were we not with you? My name is also Muhammad. My name is also Abdullah. We also came for the Jumu'ah sometimes. We also participated in the masjid. Alam nakum ma'akum. We were with you. We have the same color, or we have the same aspect that we used to be in the world. Alam nakum ma'akum. So now the believers, they will say a few words. This is what we want to concentrate on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, قَالُوا بَلَى. That the believers will say, you know what? Without a doubt, you were with us. Without a doubt, aap hamare saath the. Then they will say, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ. But, now this is the aspect that we are concentrating on. How does a person lose iman? Iman is not just lost. You know, we have this conception in our minds. If I do a PhD on theology, I might lose my iman. Or if I do X, Y, and Z, I might lose my iman. The question is, how is iman lost? Iman isn't lost overnight. Iman is not lost overnight. The Muslims will say to the munafiqeen, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ. That number one, you were with us, but the first thing you done, فَتَنْتُمْ, you put yourself in trials and tribulations. Meaning, you went to those places, you said, you know, I can handle it. I can handle it. You put yourself in spaces where your iman was compromised. We do this in today's day and age, by the way. Most of us will do this. We go into places, we know those places are fatantum, from fitna. Meaning you go into places where there is extreme fitna. And in those places, we say to ourselves, don't worry about it. We'll make sure that we will polish ourselves or we will do whatever it is. And we will come out scot-free. Now, nothing, there will be no problem with us. We are, the munafiqeen are being told that you constantly went into places that caused you fitna in your heart. This is the first thing. That constantly going to places that causes fitna. And very interestingly, this word fatantum, this is also used. You know when you have raw gold, and then you want to polish this raw gold, right? You want to take it out and make it proper. And you have to really make some effort on this. In the very same manner, you went to those places that were trials and tribulations. And after being from them, you didn't do anything. You said, you know what, I can handle it. That's all you've done. So number one, Allah Azza wa Jalla is rating to us. First of all, the munafiqeen, they went to places that were had trials and tribulations. Meaning places of fitna. And in those places of fitna, after this, وَلَكِمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, this fitna went deep in the heart. And that's what happens. That the fitna, it always has an effect. Imagine this. For very simple to understand. You know, in a desi household, I'm going to give this aspect, right? In a desi household, you walk in, what do you smell in a house? MashaAllah, masala. You will smell masala. But, the person living in the household, no effect. He's used to this from the day he was born. And he's used to this all the way now. You put in a revert, tell him, Assalamu alaikum, come to my house. Right? Or put an Arab brother in and say, Assalamu alaikum, come to my house. Or any other culture. You put him and say, Assalamu alaikum, come to my house. You know the first time he steps in the house, he's going to say, Subhanallah, there's no oxygen in this house, wallahi. He is just masala. Right? But you make him come every day. You give him a da'wat every week. By the fourth week, you know what? He'll be used to it. He'll find oxygen with the masala. This is the same aspect of fitna. When you place yourself into fitna, the first time your heart will say something's wrong here. By the fourth time, your heart will say this is normal. This is the first thing that the Muslims are saying to the munafiqeen. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ. You put yourself into fitna. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla relates, وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ. You know, in very simple English terms, procrastination. Meaning, you know you were in fitna. Oh, I need to go to the masjid afterwards. I'm only in my 30s yet. You know, this is not the time to go to the masjid. This is procrastination. I need to go to the masjid. You know what? Jumu'ah. I'll go on Jumu'ah. Skip the rest of the week. I need to go to the masjid. You know what? In 6 months' time, Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is coming. This is what Allah is meaning by watarabbastum. That you, basically what happened was, you've got so much fitna already inside your heart. After the fitna, you said, you know what? You know there's something wrong in there. At the beginning, you will know there's something wrong. But you said, you know what? I'll do it later. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ بَعْدْ مِنْ كَرُونَكَ. When this happens, procrastination, Allah Azza wa Jalla relates, وَرْتَبْتُمْ. You know when your third stage will come in now. And that third stage is what? You've got fitna in your heart. You've been going to places of fitna. And this is very, very important for, you know, for those that are parents. Understand where your children are going. If you are sending them to places of fitna every day, then understand that you are going to kill their iman. If we are going to places of fitna every day, we are also going to kill our iman. Then comes the next part. If you have to go to places of fitna, do not become those who do what are bastum, that procrastinate. Meaning, it's okay, I'll do it after Ramadan. I'll go in after whatever it is. Then Allah says, once you've done this, you know, you want to know how iman is lost. We've gone to two stages. Third stage. وَرَتَبَتُمْ. What comes in next? You are procrastinating. You have gone to those places of fitna. وَرَتَبَتُمْ. Doubts come into your heart. You feel bad already. And you know, you say to yourself, you know, what is this, yaar? I don't feel good. I meant to feel good in life. You know what? Is Islam even true? Is Islam even true? The environment's already making you think this. وَرَتَبْتُمْ, now you have doubts. SubhanAllah, we see this in today's day and age. You know, people say, oh, mera bacha gumrao, yani ye ho gaya. What happened in one night? It's impossible. This is the stages that has gone through. And you are part of these stages. You know, people have to understand that we have to take responsibility here. We are part of the stages. وَرَتَبْتُمْ, he went into doubts. And that then, he says, you know what, I don't feel any better. My heart is not in this. So then Allah then relates, وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِ. Then he relates, now he needs something to make fulfillment in the heart. So what does he do? He goes towards all the desires he has in his heart. Fun becomes fun, entertainment. He has to fulfill something in some way. It could be, in today's day and age, that my fulfillment is making sure I have the latest gadgets. Once it comes out, the new iPhone comes out, by the time the next one comes out, fulfillment is gone, he needs to get the next one. So materialistic aspect, I need fulfillment. I need to ensure that I have the best house, I have the best car. This is fulfillment. By 6 months, wallahi, he will look for something else. Because there's no way materialistic aspects can fulfill him. All of this comes into stages. By the time he's running after dunya now. Because it's not possible to get the whole dunya. So he's got one thing. Then he says to himself, you know what, maybe I'm not fulfilled. But maybe if I get the next thing, I will be fulfilled. You know what, maybe if I get the next Bentley, I'll be fulfilled. And then he finds a new one out. He says, you know what, maybe if I get the Lamborghini, I'll be fulfilled. By Allah, he's doing this and he's doing this. It started from doubts, remember. They're putting ourselves in those places with doubts. Then he went to procrastination. Then he went to doubts. Then he went to those places, that doubt in the heart. And then he went to false desires. Allah then relates. You know what happens next? Hatta ja'a amrullah. Until the command of Allah comes. When the command of Allah comes, Allah says, وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. You were deceived by the deceiver, meaning by shaitan, and your own desires. And the next verse, subhanAllah, out of all of the verses, this one should shake us. Allah Azza wa Jalla relates, فَلِيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. On this day, meaning on the day of judgment, لَا يُؤْخَذُ, there will be no ransom, there will be no way out for you. You will not be able to buy anything from your materialistic aspect. You know what? Even if you own the whole dunya, you will not be able to buy out. You will not be able to. وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And also the disbelievers will not be able to. What category has he been put in? He has been put into the category of disbelievers. فَلِيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ. You, وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ. And those that did not believe. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla writes, مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Your abode is the hellfire. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we finish off with these verses. Time obviously is specific, so we can't go any deeper into them. Allah Azza wa Jalla relates, you know, we are in this rut in our lives. That's the reality of it. We put our self into places of fitna, in destruction. Whether it's with a work event, whether it's with a social gathering event that we shouldn't be in, whether it's with events that we should not be in, whether it's social media, whether it's the internet, whether it's whatever it may be, we put ourselves into those places that kill our iman. After this, watarabbastum, we do not then try to make our iman. We say, you know what? I'll sort it. After maybe Ramadan. I'll sort it in Ramadan. I'll sort it in Jumu'ah. I'll sort it next year. You know what? I'm going to go for Hajj when I'm 40. I'll sort it after that. Too late. Because you know what happens next? وَرَتَبْتُمْ. You will feel so bad, unfulfilled, you will have doubts in your heart. You will say, you know, even, you know, is Islam even true? I'm living for 20 years. You know, I'm not doing anything. Is Islam true? That's how the doubt starts to creep in. And then you say, وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِي. Now you need to be fulfilled. You need some kind of peace in this heart. So what do? You go after your desires. I need the best car, I need the best house, I need the better materialistic aspect. And you will run after this dunya. And you will still not be fulfilled. Because the dunya is too vast. You find the next Lamborghini, you find another one coming next year. You will never be fulfilled. Hatta ja'a amrullah. Until the call of Allah Azza wa Jalla comes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates to us. How do we get out of this situation? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ That is it not time for the believers that their hearts should be humble from the remembrance of Allah? This is how you get out. You go into places where the remembrance of Allah is constantly and consistently. You come to the masajid. You go to those that are, in the eyes of Allah, they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You stick with them. You do zikr of Allah. وَمَا نَزَّلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ How? From what Allah has sent, meaning the Qur'an. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla relates to us. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَعْلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعَمَدِ And we finish off with this verse. Allah Azza wa Jalla relates, don't become like the ones before you, meaning the Christians and the Jews. Why? Allah Azza wa Jalla relates, they were given a scripture. They were given a book also. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَعْلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعَمَدِ Their life was also prolonged. But because of the scripture, they made no use of it. How? They used their scripture for what? Celebrations, birth, death, whatever it is, like a ritual. That's what the scripture was used for. It was not used for understanding what Allah wants from us. This is what Allah is trying to relate to us. To the extent, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ That the hearts became so hard. Meaning the heart became hard, nothing went in after this. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ And this is why you find most of them in rebellion. So this is where Islam and Iman is not lost overnight, by the way. Usually the case is, you have to go through these stages. And subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jalla also already relates this to us, that these are stages that you will lose your faith. And number two, you will start using Qur'an for only specific things. Meaning it will not become لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَلِّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ It will not be for guidance anymore. It will just be, I need nikah, I need some khutbah happening. I'm birth, I need some khutbah happening. Somebody passed away, I need something happening. So it's just literally rituals. There's no guidance within it. It's just, I need this so I get it. So number one, if we are any of these stages, we need to take a step back. And say, how did I get here? Think about it, number one. Number two, start remembering Allah constantly and consistently in our lives. Start from somewhere. The masajid is the base of this. Come to the masjid. Recite Quran. Go to those scholars that you have faith in. Sit in their dars. Sit in, do something which is Islamic. You need to revive the heart. Because it will come to a stage where it'll go completely black and it'll be finished. May Allah protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand and the ability to amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. InshaAllah, azan has already been completed.